ナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツ
ナマンダーブツナマンダーブツ。
Begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan, these poems of the Buddha Dharma that he composed. And this one in particular is one that we chant very regularly. It's one that we chant in a cycle of six. We chanted it this morning at 8:30, and we chant it throughout the week. It's one of our most meaningful, I think, expressions of Shinran Shonin's teaching. So I'd like to share this reflection with you as I begin my talk. Shinran Shonin no Gowasan wo itadaite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho wo onegaishimasu. The liberating wheel of light is without bound. Each person it touches, it is taught, is freed from attachments to being and non-being. So take refuge in Amida, the enlightenment of non-discrimination.
Gedatsu no kounin, ki wa monashi. Kousoku kamuru mono wa mina ume o hanaru to noeta mo byudo kaku ni kimyo se yo.
Namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Welcome to our June Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, in which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore during this month of June. Shigatsu no Shotsuki Hoyo, shigatsu ni お浄土をなさったご家族の方、親友の方を忍ぶ本日の正月法要のようこそのご参拝でございます。This past weekend, I had the opportunity to do cemetery services. It is our custom twice a year. We do services at the Skylawn Memorial Park, the Golden Gate National Cemetery, Olivet Memorial Park, as well as the Japanese Cemetery in Colma. It so happened that I was at Colma 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the opportunity to do services there. And so I really, spending time there, it's one of the places I find to be a really meaningful place, but, you know, going there 3 days in a row really sort of, you know, gave me a sense of just the atmosphere and being having the opportunity to kind of dwell in that place and that sacred space that we have in the cemetery there. 先週はコロマ の, 日本人墓地にマモリオデの墓参りがあったし3回3日連続そこでお参りして本当にこの聖なる地に3回もお参りできて意外なありがたい経験ですね。
And so this custom of doing memorial services is a wonderful Buddhist tradition. And going to the cemetery site, you know, we go to the site and we see, particularly at that Japanese cemetery, you know, the history of this community of the Nembutsu. Some of the headstones have the words Namo Amida Butsu carved into the headstones, the words of the Nembutsu there. And we're reminded of all the people who brought this Nembutsu teaching here to this country and enabled it to thrive here in the United States.
このコルマの日本人墓地にお参りしたら、こういう長年ご苦労なさった念仏のご先輩の方々の苦労をまた繰り返して思い出して感謝することですね。
And as I was there, remembering those loved ones and reflecting on the history of this Buddhist community here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I was reminded of one of my favorite stories that one of our families shared with me of one of their loved ones who came over to this country at the turn of the 20th century, so the very early 1900s, and was here and established, as a young man, established a business in the early years of the 1900s in the Sonoma area. I had a dry goods business up in Sonoma.
そして私が、まあ、大変有意義なお話はこの間ご門徒さんの方から聞いたんですけど、一世の方がこう、まあ、そのちょうど20世紀を入るところにここに移民して、でサノマの方に一つのお店を建って、そこでいろいろなドライグッズを売ったんですね。まあ、洋服とか、まあ、多分まあ、なんという家畜の餌とかいろいろなものを売ってたんですね。
And so、this gentleman, his name was Mr. Ichizo Furuta. Mr. Furuta had his, was well established、by the year 1906.
そして、1906年の時にはもうこの店がある程度成り立てたんですね。
Those of you who are somewhat familiar with this area may recall that the year 1906 was a very important yearFor San Francisco, it was the year of the San Francisco earthquake.
そして、1906年はこのサンフランシスコの大震災があった年ですね。
And so at that time, I saw the other day, I saw a photograph. You know, this was just when they're starting to have photographs, and you know, buildings weren't built with the kind of codes we have today. So of course, many of the buildings collapsed, many of the gas mains broke, and then leading to fires.And fire spread. Much of the city, was burned to the ground.
そして、建物が倒れて、そしてガスの、線が、割れて、火事があって、まあ、町の多くのところがもう焼け払いになってしまったんですね。
And so also, at that time, we didn't have these nice bridges that we have now.
そしてその時は今の、まあ、ベイブリッジとか、ゴールデンゲートブリッジとかそういうたくさんの、まあ、立派な橋がなかったんですね。
After the, what bridges there were, after the earthquake were not safe to travel.
そして、まあ、地震があって、こういう橋がもう壊れてたんですね。なかなか渡れないような情報になってたんですね。
So I'm told that Mr. Furuta, feeling that he had something that he could contribute, his goods from his store, he was able to offer something. He also had a horse-drawn carriage, a cart, that he used for doing his deliveries and doing his business. And so it's said that he got on that cart, loaded it up with goods that he had that he felt could be of use to the people of the city, and began his journey.So now if you're going to Sonoma, it would just be, you know, maybe an easy trip across the Golden Gate Bridge. That time he had to go across the round, around the East Bay, down through San Jose, back up El Camino Real. El Camino Real in Japanese was called Bashamichi, the horse carriage road. The horse carriage road, because people used to travel on horse carriages there. And so he...took his horse carriage up that road. I imagine it took him probably at least a day, maybe more than one day, to do this long journey and to come to San Francisco. And to do so, I don't believe just to help his friends, just to help the people he knew, but to help whoever was in need at that time.
そして、まあ、こういう、フルータさんが、こういう、まあ、イーストベイを通って、バークリー、オークランド、また、こう、サンノゼを通って、また、馬車道を通って、エルカミノリアルを通って、サンフランシスコまで行って。で、わざわざここに行くのは、私の友達だけを助けようとか、私の家族だけを助けようというのではなくて、そういう必要である、なんかの、困っている人がいたら助けようという心で、それで動いてたでしょうと。私が思っております。
And I thought, this is a wonderful expression of the spirit and the heart of those first people who came and who lived guided by the Buddha Dharma coming from Japan, coming from this place where the teachings of the Buddha and the Nembutsu have been thriving for centuries, and to have that spirit and come with that.Come to be part of this country, to prosper and to receive the benefits of life, the opportunities here in America, but also to contribute something, to be part of this community, to bring the Nembutsu, to bring the teaching of the Buddha through their own lives and actions to this San Francisco Bay Area.
して、こういう、ここを、海を渡って、ここに来るのは、まあ、幸せな、まあ、もう、裕福な人生を望むと思いますけど、ここで一つの人生を始まって、この社会に何かを提供する心もあったと思います。ここの社会の一員となる心で、共にみんなで一緒に暮らす、一緒に幸せになることですね。
So I love this story of Mr. Furuta, and I feel like this is a wonderful example of how this spirit of the Buddha, the spirit of the Bodhisattva, to not receive benefit for oneself without ensuring that all others will receive benefit, has been living and thriving here in this country through our loved ones, through those we remember here today, for over a century.
そして、まあ、100年も渡って、今までに、こういう古田さんのように、こういう仏様の御教えを生かして、菩薩の心を生かして、ここに、暮らしをしている方々が大勢に、おっしゃった、その方々を偲ぶというのは、こういう、まあ、本日のお参りですね。
So we think about this, memorial services, going to cemeteries, coming here to remember our loved ones.And I think this is a wonderful expression of this teaching of Shinran Choni of the Buddha that I read at the start of my talk, this liberating wheel of light. That's the teaching of the Buddha, turning in our lives. And it says, each person it is taught is freed from attachments to being and non-being. I think this works in so many ways.
この有無を離れる、有無はあるということですね。無はない。あるとない。であるとではないという心を手放すということですね。
So this is, we think about ourselves of, you know, for example, this person, Mr. Furuta was Japanese. I'm sure at the time he experienced great discrimination. It would have been natural for him to just think about taking care of people who had been kind to him. But despite all that, despite the difficulties he surely faced in society, he went forth to help those in need.
で、古田さんは多分当時の日本人は大変な差別を受けたと思います。で、そういう差別を受けながら、じゃあ私と仲良しの人だけを助けようという心は、まあそれはもうある人にとっては当たり前なことなんですけど、古田さんはそういう方ではなくて、やっぱりこういうあるとないという心を手放してみんなを共に手伝おうというお心ですね。
I think this teaching is all the more relevant today.We live in a time of such great divisions in our society. We can hear this teaching and be reminded that our way to happiness is not by holding on to our differences, but by recognizing our commonality as human beings.
して、こういうあるとないというのは、今の社会はもうこれは悪化しつつあると思います。だからそれをまあ手放して、共に暮らす、共に生きるのは幸せへの道ですね。
And then when we think about these memorial services, I think this works on one more level.
そしてもう一つの意味があると思います。
The sense of our own lives, to be alive, to be here present, and to have gone over to the other shore.
そしてここにいる、ここ目の前にいる方と、そうでもない、見えない方との離れたところがあるんですね。
So normally we go through life thinking, oh, I'm here.Those who have passed away are no longer here. They're no longer a presence.
そして私が今ここに生きている。亡くなった方はもう目が見えないからいないですと思うんですね。
However, we come to this service and we're reminded that these people are still here, present in our lives, guiding us with the kindness that they've shown us. All of so many things about us, the way we live, what we have been able to accomplish in our lives, is due to their efforts and their kindness.
して視点防止者の方はいないということではなくて今私の人生がいけてることというのはその戦争者のご苦労がその中にあるんですね戦争者の愛情もその中にあるんですね戦争者のおかげで私がここにいるというのは
So in this teaching we find that we're freed from the attachment to our narrow understanding of life and death
してこの狭い生まれと死ぬという生死の考え方からも離れることがありますね。
We find that We live in this constant state of transformation, and for all of us, there is this end of this physical life. But with that comes great transformation. We realize that this being and non-being is just our narrow idea. If you can see him, he is. If we can't see her, she's not there. But we're taught by the Buddha to look closely at our lives and to see that even when our loved ones have gone over to the other shore, that they're still a very much a part of our lives. Each day we live being an expression of their kindness.
して戦法者がお浄土に往生したら、私たちが今生きていることが、まだその往生した方の愛情とご苦労がその中に入って、そういう別れがない、隔てがないという言葉はよく使いますね。
And so Shinran encourages us to take refuge in Amida. Amida Buddha, the statue here at the center. Not just a piece of wood covered in gold, but the expression, the enlightenment of non-discrimination. This mind that sees no difference between me and you, self and other, birth and death.
そしてこの、あの平等学、そういう、というお心、阿弥陀如来ですね。阿弥陀如来を拝むというのは、その阿弥陀如来の悟りを尊敬する、感謝するということを拝みますね。そういう区別をつける心から、あ、解放することができる。というのは阿弥陀如来の大慈悲の平等学の心ですね。
So as we gather here today to reflect on the lives of our loved ones and to hear this Nembutsu, this is an opportunity for us to reflect upon this deep connection and the freedom that we realize in this teaching, the freedom from self and other, the freedom from birth and death.
してこの私とあなた、生まれと死ぬとかそういういろいろな区別から解放できるというのはこのお念仏の働きですね。ここで集まって戦法者を忍んで、またこの教えを聞いてことによってあのこういう解放がいただけることですね。
So that is the wonderful gift that we receive from these loved ones that we remember this month.
これは戦法者からいただくありがたいご縁ですね。
So I'd like to conclude at this time. I'll once again read these words of Shinran Shonin.
で、親鸞上人の言葉をいただいて、あの、本日の法話を終わらせていただきます。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
The liberating wheel of light is without bound. Each person it touches, it is taught, is freed from attachments to being and non-being. So take refuge in Amida, the enlightenment of non-discrimination.
解脱の降臨キワもなし、拘束かむる者は皆、有無を離ると述べたもを、平等学に奇妙をせよ。
ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏。
Thank you very much. 本日のご縁ありがとうございます。